Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die. We know that your bosses are all about this year with your new sales plan and your new goals. And you're making goals to achieve their goals, and it's a whole shit show.
Now listen, first of all, let us know you're here, because there's like a lot of you on here, and we don't even know that you're here.
Yeah.
So make sure you say hey, so we can say hey back.
Mark,
and we, no way, love my job. That is freaking awesome.
Good.
I love that. So today's topic is all about goal setting, because everyone and their mother is literally talking about goal setting right now, but they have it wrong.
Some
and
of
we're
you
here.
Have already taken your New Year's resolution and put it in the shitter. You said you're going to go to the gym every day of the week, and so far you haven't been once.
Did you abandon your New Year's resolution?
Come on.
It's okay if you did.
Yeah.
Because it was a resolution that you made on New Year's that you probably didn't have the right background to be making.
Yeah.
Happy Monday to you, too. Today is at least a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I expect it's going to be higher.
Anybody named Ziggy deserves our total respect.
Oh, yeah. I love that name. I love that name.
Me, too.
Okay. So there are a couple things we wanted to talk about. So first of all, if you haven't yet set your goals and you're like being hard on yourself and beating yourself up because you feel like you're already behind and it's the fifth day or sixth day or whatever. What day is it today? The sixth day of the year. And you're like, F, I'm already behind. Like, listen, it's okay. You are not behind.
No.
You need to think about it, and this is like my woo moment, but you are exactly where you need to be. You are exactly
where you are
supposed to be.
Okay.
Okay? Now, if you've already set goals, you probably did what most people do and just wrote shit down that you
want
to achieve this year. Never look at it again.
Well, I mean, you kind of know what you want to do. So I'm going to throw a couple things at you. Number one, I'm lucky. My birthday is the 11th of February. And for those of you who do not know, I'm a size extra large in Ralph Lauren, in case you need. And our address is easily findable on my website.
Oh, my goodness.
However, what I try to do is think about and write about what I think I want to achieve in this year between January the 1st and February the 11th. So that I can make my real goals on my birthday. And that way, I kind of have a feel for, I'm a little older, light the candle under my ass, get it rolling, make it happen.
You're older than like who?
No, I'm a year older than I was last year. I'm older than everyone. I'm older than all of you. But here's the deal on that. It's a challenge for you to not just make a goal, and we've been talking about this, and it was Jen's concept to begin with, of what did you do last year? What was your achievement, your big achievement personally and your big achievement businessly, and how are you going to be using that in the year 2020?
Right. So this morning we had our team sit down and we put them on the spot which is always fun, to think about what is something that you're most proud of from last year. And I want you guys to tell us too, like, what is something you did on a business level and on a personal level that you are super proud of, that was an amazing achievement, that you can take to, that it has created a new foundation for you, a next level for you that you can take and build on. Because if you just sit down and set goals, you're not really reflecting. You're not using your past experience to say like, oh, I did this thing and it came out really well. How do I use that to create this next thing?
And I think you have to look at it from the perspective of, it may not be this, first of all, you know what you did that was great. And maybe for some of you it was change jobs, maybe it was get married, maybe it was have a baby, whatever you know what you did that was top of the list.
Do you guys want to hear ours? Let us know if you want to hear ours.
Yeah, no, yeah, they don't want to know ours. Yeah,
well, cool. They might want to know ours, let us know. But I want to know yours. So pop in, and if you're listening on the podcast, definitely DM us on Instagram and tell us your big achievements from last year. And if you're listening on Facebook Live right now, then let us know, what were your big achievements?
Yeah. I think the game plan for you is not to make an unachievable goal, but to make something that you know you can do in the first 6 months of the year. And that way you feel good about achievement and you're ready to go to the next achievement. Achievement is something that builds. If you have a small one, it can make a big one, that kind of thing. So yeah. Think about it from that perspective, but also think about what it actually is rather than what it actually did. So for example, when Erica was talking this morning, she talked about where her big achievement was signing the lease for the warehouse, the 2-year lease that she'd been working on for a whole year.
And she had been working on it for a whole year. She confirmed agreement on email and then they never sent her the contract. She followed up with them a little bit later because things are a little bit lax in Charlotte, so that's like normal. And they said, oh, well, we never sent you a contract, so that is that offer's off the table. And she was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, exactly.
And got it back. So she negotiated it twice.
But the bottom line is, she didn't get the contract, she negotiated. Mm-hmm. And so her power was her negotiation skills, not her ability to get that lease done.
Right.
And she can now build on that power for 2020. What else could she negotiate?
Everything. So literally, if you're a vendor, I'm so sorry, you're gonna have Erica.
But listen, here's the deal on that. Think about what you did last year and what was it that was underneath that process. So if you made a big sale, What were the underlying elements that you used to make that big sale, and can you capitalize on them for next year and make more big sales?
I love this. So Amy is saying that she grew her company revenues by bringing on 59 new customers, which is freaking phenomenal.
Yep.
And what I'd like to know from Amy is, like, was there a trend with how you brought those new customers on? What did you do to secure them? What were some steps that made it easier or more viable or, you know, more easy for them to buy? And how can you replicate that and then grow it, like extend on what you've already built this year?
Why don't you shoot a video, Amy, and send it to us?
Yeah, we want to know.
Yeah, I think it's important because when you start to shoot the video, you'll actually come up with your own answers.
That's right.
Yeah.
So some people wanted to know what our personal and...
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they were. They did, yes.
That was me.
Yes there. No, it's above you. It says yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So what were yours, Jeffrey? What were your accomplishments?
Well, we got married. And I think that was a big one for both of us.
Yes.
For me, it was settling. For Gabrielle, it was settling. You know, we have our little 3-person family now, along with our other daughters and granddaughters. And it's pretty cool. We get together a lot now.
Yeah.
I think more often than before.
Yeah. We have a great family.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
And because we were in Paris, that was a throwaway line. We were in Paris for Christmas. We actually didn't get to give people their gifts for Christmas, so we just celebrated it on New Year's Eve, and it was kind
of
cool.
It was fun.
We had Christmas on New Year's. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about personal and professional accomplishments from last year.
And so for me,
we sold each other.
Exactly.
We did.
The challenge that anyone has in business is conceptual, not actual. So actually, I created a partnership with Hippo Video, hippovideo.io, which is an emailing, a video emailing service that will allow you to attach your video to an email. Hippovideo.io will put it in the thing. And you can subscribe initially for free to see if you like it. But imagine being able to send a video with a GIF, an actionable GIF or GIF, with each one of the emails that you send, especially when you send a proposal or a request for a meeting or a thank you. And it's you face-to-face communicating. Well, yes, I completed that negotiation and we are going to be going forward with a partnership. But what it said was, Jeffrey, you have this wealth of information. Who else can you partner with that will take you off the road, allow you to be in the studio, and create more help for more salespeople to use more sales tools that currently don't tell you how to make a sale, like your CRM? What's that tell you? It tells you Bob's birthday is April the 30th. That's it. That's it. And it tells you to follow up with Bob with an email, but it doesn't tell you how to make the email. It doesn't tell you what to say in the email, and it certainly doesn't give you the subject line.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. I want to add that to any existing CRM. So you understand, the concept is bigger than the actual piece.
I think for you, if you look at that overall theme, it was actually being open to figuring out other opportunities that were not your standard business model of the past 25, 30 years.
Which is Jeffrey gets on a plane, gives a speech, flies 100, 150,000 miles a year, comes home, and sleeps.
And is exhausted.
Right.
And so I think for you, it was huge for you to be able to see all the other opportunities that are out there, be open to them, and try things. And some things flopped. And some things went amazingly well. And now we can build on those things just like you guys have that opportunity. And so we're doing something with our team that they're gonna hear about this right now for the first time. But we are having a, what are we calling that fund again? The $1,200 fund? It's like a fail forward fund.
Every month we're gonna give away $100 to someone that really fails bad.
Yeah, because we want our team to be taking bigger risks. We want our team to be making more mistakes, because if they make more mistakes, that means they're going to make more successes.
Right.
And it's the same thing for you. So literally, we're going to have a $100 award every month for the person who fails the most.
And we're going to actually make it lucky 13, because we had an award winner in December, but we did not reward that person with their $100 yet. But we will do it tomorrow morning in front of everybody.
Oh, boy.
Just so they get the
feel for what's going on.
Yeah. And notice I didn't use a gender because I don't want to expose who it could possibly be.
Okay. So I would say my greatest personal achievement also was marrying you, honey.
Oh, thank you.
And business-wise, it was realizing the ability and capabilities of investing in myself. And so it wasn't just like me preaching to you guys, like you gotta enroll in a course that's gonna help you, you gotta get professional development. But I went out there, I spent a lot of money, I spent a lot of time investing in myself in a high-end coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly changed the trajectory of my business and your business and our careers, I think, because it's allowing us to take those digital leaps that we've wanted to take with the knowledge and strategy behind exactly what we need to do.
I think that self-education is something that has been stressed for a long period of time. The great Jim Rohn said, formal education will earn you a living, self-education will earn you a fortune. And that has been a known mantra of mine for the past 20 years, and one that I've turned into a lot of money. Not simply by taking money or going out there and being greedy about how much money I'm going to make this year, but rather just being the best that I possibly can by continuing to educate myself.
Yeah, I love that. And I've always educated myself too by taking like online things and reading books. That's a huge one. But this year was a significant
live
more investment by signing up for a coaching program where all the events were out west and required a lot of travel and time and, you know, energy and attention. And it was life-changing for me. So I highly recommend it to you guys.
I've already revised a decision made with, after much thought, 32 years ago. Something I swore would never happen still may not, but this is not the direction that things are headed in. But enough of that.
Something done last year I'm proud of, when people that inspire me tell me that they love what I bring into their life, that my presence helps them. That's awesome. Right. So basically what you're saying is you get inspired by helping others, and that's an amazing thing to build on for this
year. Go back up. Can you go back up?
Yeah, there we go.
One more. Daughter graduate.
It's hard for, we're squinting. Yeah. We're both
greatest
squinting.
Personal achievement, 2019, watching my oldest daughter graduate with a master's degree, get her dream job, and help her move to Boston.
Way to go. That's awesome.
He left off one sentence.
That.
He
what?
Left off and get off the family payroll. I think that's like
I don't think maybe she didn't get off the family
payroll. Oh, that, well, maybe that's a goal for next year.
That's just
okay, cool. And Ziggy, what the hell did you do? Come on.
99 numbers is always worth that one. Yeah. 99 no's is always worth that one. Yes.
I agree.
Customers seeing you in a personalized video equals money in the bank. Hell yeah. They want to get to know you, like you, trust you. They need to see your you. That's why you guys watch us. You need to see us. You can't just hear us. It's BS or read us.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that I've done with this Hippo thing is I'm going to be teaching people how to shoot a more powerful video and what to say in the video. Think about subscribing to a video service that also includes how to shoot the video and what to say in the video.
Yeah, that's good.
That's huge. And it's first time for anything. They will be the, quote, only one that offers that service. And that's just amazing.
So here's the deal. Stop setting goals. Stop thinking about intentions, outcomes, targets, whatever you want to call these things. Until you reflect on last year, until you reflect on what you did last year and how you can build on it, sustain it. I mean, like, I took my vision board, which I'm a visual person, I need to see shit, and I started looking at it. I'm like, did that, didn't do those things, did all those things. And I started writing down, okay, now let me make it on paper. Like, what did I do? What did I not do? How can I use what I didn't do to build on it? And looking at your goals every day.
Yeah.
There is so much
power. Put them on your bathroom mirror, it's what I do.
Seeing that, it's amazing.
And that's the challenge that you have for anything that you set as an objective for you to achieve this year. Not necessarily a goal, but rather a targeted achievement that you're looking to be able to make. Not, I don't want you to look at it as a goal. I want you to look at it as an achievement. And that way the goal already is in sight and you can see the outcome. What's going to happen after you achieve it? That's where I want you to focus.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good.
William says, are your kids really ever off your payroll?
No. And the answer is no. Chris, the last 4 months I've gone back to basics.
Yes.
Been catching up on reading. Such a huge difference. I would like you to go back to the fundamentals. Reading is one thing, writing is another thing, getting ready is another thing. It's what I do every day. I think you need to challenge yourself that the basics aren't giving you what's new. That's like a review of what's old. The fundamentals are structures that will create a foundation for you of daily activities, and that's where you have to be, in the daily activity mode.
This is so cool. William's using your post-it note method and put his post-it note goals on his bathroom mirror. Way to go. That's awesome. And Bruce published a 5-year journal called Mile Markers to help others capture day highlights.
Cool.
That's freaking awesome. I love that. Way to go, people. Way to go. Listen, we are really looking forward to seeing you achieve your goals and your intentions.
And bragging about them.
And your
no,
targets
brag about it. Yeah.
In 2020. We are really excited about it, and we want you to keep us apprised.
We're
of what's
so excited
going on.
About it, we're not even going to do this anymore. Oh, wait.
No, we are. We're going to send you guys a little notification if you follow us on Facebook about when we're going to be going live on Fridays so that you can join us on the new time on Fridays.
And on Monday, this will appear.
Yeah, we're going to do like a watch party so that you can join in.
And we'll still
and comment
on our own stuff.
Absolutely.
So it'll be like a 2x deal. Don't think you're going to get away with it on Monday. But the bottom line is this. We're doing this for you to be able to make your lives better and your sales better, and maybe not in that particular order, because if your sales are better, your lives will be better. But I want you to look out for yourself. Look out for number one. Mm-hmm. And when you do that and you become better for yourself, you'll automatically become better for everybody else in your life. Business, family, customers, whoever. And that's where you need to be in 2020.
That's right.
The vision
year of vision.
The year of vision.
And all right.
I'm calling it the year of money.
I like it.
It's going to be a great economy. Go for it.
So cheers. Here's to an amazing 2020. Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get out there and create those objectives, even if your ass falls off.